USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The stock market tumbled Monday amid fears that a resurgence of COVID cases would slow down the economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 725 points to close down 2.1%, dropping 946 points at its lowest during the session before slightly recovering. The S&P 500 closed the day down 1.6%, and the Nasdaq lost 1.1% to post its fifth straight day of losses. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the six Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. They'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The number of illegal crossings at the southern border hit a 21-year high in June, something that's taken a serious toll on the agents of the Border Patrol. Tim Berg has more.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of eight students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policies violate the 14th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains, in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and broken highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact. You can't continue to spend and not have inflation, and the president needs to rein in some of this unnecessary spending.
And basketball star Zach LaVine was left off of Team USA's flight to Tokyo after entering COVID health and safety protocols. The team says it hopes LaVine will be able to rejoin the squad later this week. He's just the latest U.S. athlete to have their participation in the Tokyo Games threatened by COVID. Earlier Monday, an alternate on the women's gymnastics team tested positive at a training camp in Japan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.